There is no reason to stagger at or hesitate about any of the promises of God, since they are made by Him that cannot lie. His faithfulness is engaged to perform them. With Him, all things are possible. This is a quote coming to you from John Gill's commentary. In this broadcast, we are continuing the theme of resolutions in our new series entitled, In the Beginning Was the Word. In this particular broadcast, we will cover the new subject of praising the Lord as we deal with resolution number 25, as found in Psalm 56, verses 4 and 10, which says, In God I will praise His word. In God will I praise His word. In the Lord will I praise His word. Now in Psalm 56:4, David started off this verse by saying, in God. What he was saying there was, through God, with His help, by His grace, by His mercy. And then he added, in God I will. In God I will. Now notice the resolution there, the resolve, the determination, the made up mind. He said, in God I will. And he is resolved right here to make God his confidence. When the dangers are most threatening, all other confidences have failed. In the day of his fear, when he was most terrified from without, he was most timorous within, he said, in God I will. I am resolved to make God my confidence. Now let me ask you today, have you made God your confidence? Can you say like David, in God I will. I will obey Him. I will step out in faith. I will do whatever is required of me. I will conquer. I will defeat this enemy. In God I will. David was resolved to make God his confidence. Now we see in this verse, we're getting a picture of what it looks like to have confidence in God. But just in case you need other examples, I went into the scriptures and I found different verses that depict what confidence in God looks like, what it sounds like. Listen to these examples. Numbers 14:8, this is Joshua and Caleb speaking in the midst of unbelief. They said, if the Lord delight in us, then He will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Then we go to Psalm 3:6, where David is outnumbered by his enemies, and he's most terrified without. And yet he said, I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Then in Psalm 20, verse 7, David is experiencing where all other confidences have failed. And he said, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Now remember, we're talking about what confidence in God looks like, what it sounds like. Then we go over to Psalm 23:4. David finds himself in dire straits. It's a day of his fear, and he's most timorous within. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Then in Psalm 27:3, when his dangers were most threatening, he said, though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Then we go to Psalm 46:2. When dangers once again were most threatening, he said, therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Then we go over to Isaiah 12, verse 2, and we find, when all other confidences failed, the prophet says, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and song. He also is become my salvation. And lastly, we look at Habakkuk 3:18, where the prophet's talking about suffering great loss. But he says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Okay, so this is what confidence in God looks like, sounds like. Now going back to Psalm 56:4, where David said, in God I will. We hear him resolving to make God his confidence. But then he adds, he says, in God I will praise his word. Now he adds another resolve, another resolution there. He didn't take away from the first one. He still was resolved to make God his confidence. But he adds on top of that another resolve. I will praise his word. He said, I am resolved to make God's promises the matter of my praise. First, I am resolved to make him my confidence. And secondly, I am resolved to make God's promises the matter of my praise. The word of God should always be the special object of our faith. And the best hold that faith can have of God is to take him at his word, to take him by his word. And David says that even when he withholds comfort and deliverance from me, so I can find what I would, yet let me have his word. He was determined. He said, all I need is his word. That's enough for me. John Trapp's commentary said this, having placed my confidence in God, I will take his bare word for my security. Oh, listen to what's being said there. Having placed my confidence in God, I will take his bare word for my security. Have you placed your confidence in God? Have you taken his bare word for your security? David said, in God, I will praise his word. I'm resolved to make his promises my matter of praise. Now, what's implied there is that David did not stagger at the promise of God through unbelief. Now, this is taken out of Romans 4:20 and 21 and talking about Abraham. But we can also apply this to David. He was here praising God's word. He was resolved to make God's promises the matter of his praise. And what that implies is that he didn't stagger at the promise of God through unbelief. He didn't hesitate or waver, or he wasn't divided in his mind by unbelief. But he was steadily and firmly believing the promise. He was accepting the promise with unfailing faith and looking to the promise and not to the improbability. You see, God gave him a promise. David, you are going to be king of Israel. Well, right now, it didn't look like that was going to happen. He had enemies out to destroy him, but he was looking to the promise, not to the improbability. He saw the promiser as able to perform. And he was fully persuaded He was assured. He was full of confidence. Remember, he said, in God I will. He was full of confidence. And he looked upon God as the one that was perfectly able to do whatever he promised. He was the one that was most faithful. And so he said, in God I will praise his word. I'm resolved to praise his word. Now, and looking at that, I will praise his word. Praise is not the best translation there, you know, the way we think praise. What that means is, what he was saying was, I will glory or I will boast in his word. I will glory or boast in the Lord's word, or I will glory or boast in the Lord for his word. That would be better, a better way of saying it. Now, there are many things to be praised and celebrated in God, like his power or his wisdom. But here David said, among all, above all, at this time, I'm going to praise him for his word, which he has magnified even above his name. I'm going to especially have respect to his word, to his gracious promise that he has given to me. I'm going to make that the special object of my praise. That which in God is the most the object of my praise, his word, and the faithfulness with which he keeps it. This is what David was saying. This is where I'm glorying, I'm boasting in the promise of God to me. Now we go over to Psalm 44:8. This was written for the sons of Korah. And we find that the psalmist said, in God we boast all the day long. But the Targum translates this as, in the word of God we boast all the day long. And what they were saying, the psalmist was saying, that our enemies boast of their strength and their successes, but we boast of God as our God. We don't glory in our own strength, but we glory in the Lord, in God, in the word of God. We have no other ground of reliance, no other ground of confidence. We glory in the Lord, in the word of the Lord. Listen to what the biblical illustrator said. The glory which we give to God in prosperity, we should give him the same in adversity. Change of times and dispensations should not change his glory nor our confidence in him. Though the church be underfoot of men, the church's God is above all. Then we go over to Psalm 34:2, and this time David wrote, he said, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Now here's another example where the Targum says, in the word of the Lord. David was saying, my soul shall make her boast in the word of the Lord. Now, when you hear that word boast, what does that mean? What does it mean to boast in the word of the Lord? Well, to boast there means that you exalt in the possession and enjoyment of some admired or beloved object, which in this case would be the promises of God. That David was saying, I'm exulting in the fact that I have this which I have admired, I have beloved, I have possession and enjoyment of the promises of God. I'm glorying, I'm boasting in the word. Now, many people glory in things. They glory in strength, or they glory in riches. They glory in learning or religion. But David was saying here, the true object of glory is God, and more specifically, his word or his promises. Listen to what Barnes Note says. Of all the things that we can possess in this world, the crowning distinction is that we have a God, and that he is such a being as he is. David said in Psalm 56:4, in God, I will praise his word. I will boast in his word, in his promises. I'll boast even before the fulfillment of the promise. I'll give God thanks for a promise, though it's not yet performed. I will praise him for the word of promise made and for the fidelity with which he will keep that promise. I am so persuaded that the word that he has given to me will be fulfilled. John Calvin said this, "How prone are we to fret and to murmur when it has not pleased God immediately to grant us our requests. Our discontent may not be openly expressed, but it is inwardly felt when we are left in this manner to depend upon his naked promises." Oh, here you are, you're going through a trial and you're crying out to God for breakthrough, for a miracle. And what does God do? He gives you a promise. And you think, "Lord, I'm looking for this great, mighty answer to prayer, and you give me a promise." But oh, David said, "In God I will praise his word." David was still in trouble. His enemies were coming against him. But he was satisfied with the promise of God because he knew that God would come through, that he had that word to hold on to give him hope in this situation. He knew he was coming out and he would triumph over his enemies. It was enough for David to have the promise of God. He said, "In God I will boast in his promise." And then we go over to Psalm 56:10. We go down to verse 10, and we find David repeating himself. He said, "In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word." Notice that resolve there. Will I? Will I? I've already engaged to do it, but I'm going to do it again and promise to do it again. I will praise his word. I can't sufficiently praise him for his goodness in making promises or his faithfulness in keeping them. So I'm going to repeat myself. And I'm showing my fixed resolution to do it. And it also shows by his repetition, his determination, that notwithstanding all his circumstances, which might appear to contravene the promise or oppose it or deny the promise, he would still persist in praising it, boasting in it. Even though his circumstances all seem to say, "That's a lie, that word you got from God, that'll never come to pass." Even though things were coming at him trying to oppose the promise, he said, "I am determined that I will persist in boasting in the word that the Lord gave me. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word." Now, was there a purpose, a reason behind the fact that David said "in God," then he switched it to "in the Lord"? Was there a reason behind that? Yes, there was. Because you see, when he said "in God," he used the name Elohim. And that name Elohim belongs to God as judge. It denotes the property of justice. The Jewish doctors observed that Elohim is a name importing justice. But then when he switched it to "in the Lord," he used the name Jehovah. And this is a name of mercy. It denotes the property of mercy. It speaks of God's covenant and faithfulness. So when he said, "In God will I praise his word, in the Lord will I praise his word," what he was saying there was, whether I am in adversity or prosperity, whether I receive evil or good things from the hand of the Lord, yet will I praise him. John Calvin said, "How desirable is it that the Lord's people generally would find in the Word of God matter of never failing praise amidst their worst trials. You see, if you're going through the worst of your trials right now, the best thing you could do is go to the Word of God and stay in the Word of God, because in that you will find matter of never failing praise. You will find such great comfort from God in the midst of your worst trials. In God, in the Lord, will I praise His Word. That change in the names that David brought there, it was meant to indicate that under every aspect, David was saying, I'm going to delight in God and His Word. I'm going to praise Him, whether He deals with me in a way of justice or in a way of mercy. Whether He has thunder in His voice or honey under His tongue. Whether it seems like He's not showing any mercy to me or any justice on my enemies. Nevertheless, I'm going to adhere to His word or His promise. And I'm going to wait patiently for the performance of that word, which is as sure to happen as He is God and Lord. In God will I praise His word. In the Lord will I praise His word. In Psalm 56, 4 and 10, David, in a sense, was saying, I will firmly depend upon the promise for the sake of Him that made it, who is true and faithful, and has wisdom, power, and goodness enough to make it good. Though God delays the sensible manifestation of His favor to me, and He might seem to deal hardly in abandoning me to His word, giving me nothing more than a promise, I am resolved to glory, to boast in that promise with undiminished confidence. Now let me ask you today, is God seemingly delaying the manifestation of His favor to you, leaving you with nothing more than a promise from His word? Like David, the Holy Spirit is saying to you today, resolve to glory or boast in that promise with undiminished confidence. And then stand back and watch Him come through for you. Our time is up for today's broadcast, but I encourage you, stay tuned for our next teaching as we continue our study of resolutions as found in the book of Psalms. This is Connie Giordano with Walking in Truth Ministry, praying that you will not stagger at the promise of God through unbelief, but you will be fully persuaded that what He has promised you, He will surely perform. In Jesus' name, amen.